This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
President Trump has ordered officials in the White House to finally wear masks now, as the coronavirus is spreading like wildfire throughout the West Wing in particular. All officials and all visitors have to wear masks now. Gee, that's what an amazing realization. President Trump is only 3 months behind the rest of the world. It's Monday, May 11th. This is Mike Adams here, pandemic.news update. And, you know, there are two types of people in the world. There's people who can learn by watching others and anticipating the future outcomes of present day decisions. And they don't have to necessarily experience mistakes and catastrophe in order to learn from them because they can anticipate them. Those people are called intelligent. And then there are people who can only learn from making horrible mistakes, from catastrophe. They don't get it until it punches them in the nose, you know. And those people are generally called, well, stupid, or more precisely, stupid 19, which is the disease caused by COVID-19 denialism, as you've heard me explain before. And yes, right now I am putting Trump and the White House in the category of stupid 19 for being so stupid that they could not figure out for months that wearing masks would help halt the spread of this contagious disease in an indoor air environment. I mean, even after Secret Service people were getting infected, they still didn't realize, oh, maybe we should wear a mask. It's incredible. How far behind the curve can you be? So I'm not sure how you would exactly categorize this response, but let's just say it's probably on the order of a remedial class, you know, the special kids in grade school. Remember that? You had the special kids who were a little bit slower or, you know, a lot. So I'm not mocking them. They're special kids. They need special help. In fact, one of the things that I did in grade school, believe it or not, because I was bored out of my mind and my teachers were like, you should do some tutoring of some of the special kids. And so I did. Yeah, I did some tutoring, trying to teach them how to read and reading comprehension. Like, okay, you just read that. What did you read? You tell me what you just read. And it turns out most people even today can't do that, regardless of whether they were in the remedial classes. Most lawmakers probably don't have any idea what they're reading. But anyway, Trump is in the special ed category here right now when it comes to coronavirus responses. And that's kind of alarming because he's really good at trade negotiations with China, right? And he's really good at a lot of economic issues. And he's a good negotiator. Obviously, he's good in real estate. But in America right now, we don't have a real estate contagion. We have a viral contagion. And if you don't understand the basics of how viruses are transmitted from the respiratory tract of one person into the respiratory tract of another person, then you're not going to be that good at helping the nation, you know, with some leadership and some good health advice and so on. And this is what we're dealing with right now. And it's beyond frustrating, given that many of us, like myself and all of us at Natural News and Pandemic.News, we've been recommending masks from what, late January or something? It's been months. And I've been wearing a mask when I go out in public, which is not that frequent, but I do wear a mask. And I see other people wearing masks and I think, good, you know, they're aware of what's going on here. Masks can help stop the spread. And there are still people out there arguing that masks don't work. Now, I understand. I mean, even in the early days, I warned people that N95 masks are not 100% effective. They're not as good as a full face respirator. Absolutely true. But when you consider that a mask that's worn by an asymptomatic carrier causes their speech spittle to be captured inside their own mask rather than being projected out into the indoor air, then masks really work when worn by asymptomatic carriers. And since we don't know who's an asymptomatic carrier, we all simply wear masks. And that covers everybody, including asymptomatic carriers. So the purpose of a mask is not so much to halt you from breathing in viral particles, but rather to halt the infected person from projecting them out. And if everybody wears a mask, then it covers that possibility, even when people are asymptomatic. So that's why masks work. And that's why, finally, Trump is getting around to saying, oh, maybe we should wear a mask. Now, a smarter person would have said, let's do that from day one. you know, a smarter president would have set an example to say, yeah, I'm going to wear a mask to set an example to show my supporters and show the nation that wearing masks is a cheap, effective, non-intrusive way to protect public health and allow us to reopen the economy and restore our freedom and all these good things that Trump supporters tend to support. They want liberty and freedom. They're demanding it. So why won't they wear a mask? And part of the answer is because, well, their president didn't wear a mask. So you see, when you're the president, you have to kind of set an example, especially if you have a lot of cult followers who don't think for themselves. They just do whatever you do, which is the case with, you know, both political tribes, not just Republicans, but also Democrats. You know, this tribalism, the blind obedience to tribalism is part of the whole problem. And yeah, the same thing's true on the Democrats. They're just blindly worshiping Hillary Clinton, you know. But there's a lot of people that blindly worship Trump. And because Trump wasn't wearing a mask, they weren't going to wear a mask. So, my God, really? But yeah, that's the way, that's America right now. It's pretty crazy. It's a bunch of mind-numbed zombies whose brains have been eaten by the virus or something. I don't know what's going on, but everybody's lost their mind. And even just basic common sense things like, hey, masks work in surgical centers. Why do you think doctors wear masks in surgical centers when they're doing surgery on you? You know, a doctor doing a coronary bypass surgery on you. Why is that doctor wearing a mask? Is it so that you don't infect him? No, it's so that he doesn't blow a bunch of infected spittle into your open chest cavity. That's why. It keeps the spittle in the doctor's mouth. Or maybe he likes to sing while he does arterial repair or whatever, you know, rapping with heart valves or something. And so you don't want his spit in your chest cavity. But anyway, everybody's lost their minds, it seems. And so Trump is beginning to come to his senses like, oh, my God, maybe masks work. You know, if this trend continues, we might hear Trump at some point say people should take vitamin D or, you know, zinc or elderberry extract or something. That would be great if somebody in a position of power or, you know, so-called authority would recommend nutrition. Because it's cheap, it's safe, it works, it boosts immune function, it can help America from a public health perspective in this horrible time of this contagion, and it's readily available right now, right now. We don't have to wait for a vaccine, you know, we don't have to wait around for some magical big pharma cure. We can use things we have right now, which includes masks. And by the way, didn't Mike Pence announce a couple of months ago that 3M was going to be making 50 million masks a month? Remember that? Part of the Defense Production Act. Yep. Big fanfare, big announcement. Yeah, 3M's going to make masks. And didn't we hear that, what, General Motors, I think, was going to make ventilators and so on? Well, where are all those masks? Where are the 50 million masks a month? Because I haven't seen any of those. I mean, I'm all for, you know, making things in America. We should do that. But sounds like it was a bunch of, you know, public relations that didn't go anywhere. It's like Bill Clinton back in the 1990s announcing that schools would stop selling sodas through vending machines. And there was all this praise. Oh, my God, Bill Clinton solved the obesity problem. No more sodas in schools. Except it was just BS. And there were plenty of sodas sold in schools. And then fast food came into the schools. And now you can get, you know, Burger King and McDonald's at a lot of schools, high schools, in the school. It's just a bunch of BS, you know, PR announcement stuff. That tends to be what's going on these days with a lot of these announcements. Wear the masks. Nowhere to be seen. So just keep all this in mind when you are looking at, officials trying to take credit for big announcements and big ideas and so on. A lot of the times, they're not really doing what they say they're doing. I don't even know if people are wearing masks in the West Wing. Maybe they're not wearing masks at all. They're just saying they are. So they don't appear as stupid and complacent, perhaps. Too late for that. They definitely appear quite stupid and quite complacent, sadly. In any case, it's crazy, crazy times, folks. Crazy times. Stay informed, read pandemic.news, and wear a mask if you go out in public, okay? And take some zinc and vitamin D and stay healthy and avoid crowds. And, you know, don't go out if you don't have to. Stay home, read or something. Study history. It's repeating. Might be useful to know the past, and then you will know the future. Trust me on that point. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware,
and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.